Welcome, everyone. Did everyone get one of these? Okay. This is a wonderful handout. Beverly, who is my secretary, and I beefed this up. We put color pictures and we made it up, but I did not write this. This was done by a woman named Carol Burt Bierce several years ago, and she did such a fantastic job. There was nothing more I could add, even though I did add a little bit to it, but this is really her work, and I just want to say she did a great job. And these are great reference guides, because if you have an issue, a problem, and you'd like to know what herbs are helpful, even though it doesn't tell you exactly how to use them, you need to get that by experience and by reading. But this is a great source to find out specifics as far as which herbs help with which problems. And it's wonderful. And as you'll notice, as you go through this and study it, that a lot of herbs are good for a lot of things. The same herb may cover several different problems. So, and that's fine. When you're putting together formulas, and we'll talk a little bit about that, when you're putting together formulas, you want to come at it from different directions. Because some herbs do one thing, other herbs do something else. And we'll look into that in a little bit here. But respect herbs, but don't be afraid of them. It's good to go out and taste herbs, to take a taste. Put it in your mouth. What does it taste like? And if you put a piece of like peppermint or spearmint, the menthol will help open up your sinuses, and it'll taste, you know, it won't taste bad. But if you put like a leaf from oleander in your mouth, you're going to go, ooh, this is not to eat. Now, you won't die from that leaf, all right? It won't kill you. But it is, in fact, did you know oleander is medicine? Yes, indeed. You cook it for 4 hours, you boil it, and it is a very strong cancer killer. Yeah. But you have to come at it with the right direction. You don't just take fresh oleander or make straws out of the stems or whatever. That's not good. So you need to respect your herbs. You need to research them. But for the common herbs that we'll be talking about tonight mostly, they're not lethal. They won't hurt you, and they have much benefit. And so I just encourage you, go out there and sample things. Taste them. Let them sit on your tongue. If they burn, if they cause problems, yeah, spit them out. And but know what you're dealing with. And a lot of blessings can come from herbs. I only went over two systems today. I put in two systems because some people, there's somebody here with urinary issues, and there's people here always that want to know about immune system builders. And these are by no means an exhaustive list. By no means. And for sure, I am not an expert at this. I don't know. Really, I'm a baby when it comes to herbology. There's so much. There's so much information. It's so awesome what God has created. So I'm just a little baby here. But it's neat what God has wrought. He's already made things for us on this earth to take care of us if we'll only take time and learn about them, learn how to use them, and then apply them with wisdom and skill, and we can do that. All right. Slideshow from the beginning. All right. The herb shop. We like herbs, and people like herbs. I think people really like to use herbs because you can be resourceful. You can save a lot of money, and you can take care of problems. Now, there is a difference between medication, synthetic medication that the pharmacies give you or sell you, and the herbs that God gives. Herbs take time. There are a few herbs that work very fast. Let's say you have a sinus congestion and you can't open your nose. You can either take powdered or cut a fresh horseradish and go, what's going to happen? You will peel your scalp off the ceiling. You know what I mean, right? It's like, wow, and you feel the pain and everything else in there, and it opens up the sinuses. Okay, horseradish works very fast, and it really opens up the sinuses. Sometimes we have folks that they take the hyperbaric treatments, but their sinuses are kind of clogged up, so their eustachian tubes are clogged up, so they just can't clear their ears when you go up in the go down in the atmosphere pressure. And so what we do is we mix bayberry bark powder with horseradish powder. And I just give it to them. I put a little bit, you know, this is called your snuff box right there. Did you know that? Grandma's snuff box. And you sprinkle it right there and you plug one nose and you inhale like there's no tomorrow. And then you do that to the other side. And these people, you know, their eyes water and their nose runs, and pretty soon everything's clear and they can go in and take a hyperbaric chamber. Yeah, it works fast. Not all herbs are like that. A lot of herbs take time. You need to, you know, you may need to take it for a week or so, faithfully. Now that's hard in our country, we microwave generation. We want it now or yesterday. It doesn't work like that in most times. You have to give it time. You need to build the body up with herbs. But a good thing about the herbs, they work with the body, and slowly they bring it into, you could either homeostasis, you know, balance. They help the body work. And so be faithful with the herbs, and they'll be faithful to you. Give time. Let's go over the immune system. And by, again, this is not an exhaustive list. This is only something that will help you. And I know in Carol's botanical medicine paper, it may have, I know it has different ones in there. She talks to us about mushrooms and other things. But these are real simple things that help. You know, echinacea is powerful. Echinacea, antibiotic. It helps with viral issues. Bacteria, it'll knock them out. You can use the root. Usually people use the root. It's the most powerful. It's very concentrated. But also you can use the flower and the seed. And those are powerful as well. Usually most people want to save the flower so they can get the seed at the end of the season. And then you could use some seeds to do the same thing. And you just want to know that for your root, echinacea root, it's best not to pick it till it's 3 years of age. And then you can start harvesting your root. And it'll be very medicinal. Now, echinacea, some people have a question because there's different types of echinacea. You have echinacea purpurea, and those are very easy to grow and powerful medicine. They're very good. But when you're talking the strongest echinacea, it's angustifolia, echinacea angustifolia. It's harder to grow. You have to scarify the seeds and get them wet and put them in your freezer for 3 months or so, or just put them out in the wintertime. Well, you don't have wintertime here. Use your freezer, and then that helps them to grow. But the purpurea grows very well, and it has lots of medicinal help from it, so I would just recommend that. There is a shortage of echinacea, by the way. Everybody's harvesting it, and it's not being regrown, so it's kind of on the endangered list. So purpurea is a good thing to use. But yeah, echinacea is powerful. Golden seal root. Golden seal root is now being raised organically on the farm. They've figured out a way to do it. And so echinacea now isn't in the endangered list. Wildcraft is. But as far as the organic raised on the farm, it's okay. You can use that. It's not up here, but another one that mimics the golden seal is Oregon grape. Oregon grape root. Me and some friends went up and we harvested a bunch of the root. It doesn't take long and you don't have to destroy a big patch to get a lot of root in a hurry. And then you would soak it for 24 hours and then you'd dry all the excess moisture off and you'd put it in your Vitamix and go for it. Turn it into powder and then you have really nice, it's like golden seal. It's yellow and it's powerful. Works very good. Osha root. Osha root grows at 9,000 feet and above, Colorado and in the Rocky Mountains. So it may not be here, but you can still buy it, but from herb houses. And very helpful in the viral area. Very powerful. Olive leaf. Do olive leaves grow here? I mean, olive trees, excuse me. All right, just harvest those leaves. Fill up a quart jar full of those leaves. And you can either use oil, you can use, sorry, I know I'm in a church, vodka. Let me say this because I don't want people to get me wrong. If you do have an alcohol problem, please stay away from it. We don't want to make a stumbling stone for anybody. But the reason alcohol works so well is because you have tannins, not tannins, excuse me. Well, you do have tannins, but you have resins and, you know, harder things that will not absorb into water, but alcohol will break it down quite easily. And then there's things that water will break down that alcohol won't touch. So you have a 40 proof or 40% alcohol vodka, all the way up to a 60% alcohol. Those work very well. Those are the middle of the road type of things, and they'll grab almost everything out of everything. And so that's why people use alcohol to make tinctures. And it preserves it for a long time. Now, you can use glycerin. Glycerin will last about a year, year and a half. If you keep it in the refrigerator, it'll last longer. Make sure it's very clean, because if you get microbes in, if dirt comes in with the parts that you have, it could introduce microbe in that, and that could grow in that. So it's not a super clean preservative. Another one is apple cider vinegar. You know, we understand that apple cider vinegar, well, there's a lot of understandings out there. We know that cider, especially the distilled vinegar, is very hard on the mucosa barrier of your digestive tract. So we like to caution people with yeast, especially if you have stomach issues. You may not want to use that because the vinegar is very hard on those areas of the body. There's other issues as well. But apple cider vinegar may be a bit gentler, and it's kind of an alive type of thing. It's already gone bad, and so it preserves things for a long time. But glycerin and apple cider vinegar don't pull as many constituents out of the herbs as the alcohol does. Okay. Of course, then you also have a tea, or they call it an infusion. You know, infusion, those are for the light, leafy parts. You just pour boiling water over it, you let it steep for 5 to 10 minutes, and then you drink it as it cools. And that's a great way to get your herbs. Yes, sir.
I just had a question. I guess I didn't follow along with the olive leaves. What does that do for your body?
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I'm chasing a rabbit here. I'll get back on the trail.
I thought I was lost.
No. I was just kind of going into making some of these things. But to make a tincture, thank you. You can do an oil infusion where you would pour olive oil over all these leaves. And I would go ahead and crunch those, dry the leaves first, if you're using oil, and crunch them up. So there's little, you know, put them in your Vitamix and turn them into powder and then put that in. All right, that will give maximum surface area for that oil to grab the constituents. If you use alcohol, you could crunch them up or you could just leave them as is. And then you want to at least shake them every day, 14 days. Keep it in a dark cabinet or something. Just give it at least once or twice a shake. And then after 14 days, that's usually the standard. Actually, do you know most people, if you buy a tincture from off the store shelf, I probably shouldn't say any names, but they use a special 3-day extraction. It's not very good. If you make your own, at least do it for 14 days or longer. I've got some things that have been there for a year that I'm just waiting for, and they're going
to
knock people's socks off.
You know. How much water do you let it soak for?
Okay.
With the olive leaf.
Okay, with olive leaf, I'm just going to recommend you pour 40% vodka, alcohol vodka in there. So you've got 60% distilled water, 40% alcohol in that bottle. All right. Or you could use Everclear. I don't know if you could buy Everclear here. It's like $190. You can light it and it blue flame, you know. That stuff's dangerous. Anyway, It holds things that are very resinous. If you're trying to get like chaparral, which is terrible tasting, but you can really extract from that. And that's a great liver cleanser. It's a bitter. It's good for cancer. So things like that. But thank you for asking. So what you would do, you want to fill your quart jar probably 5/8 to 3/4 full. Probably 5/8 full. So you don't want to go all the way, because when you pour in either the vodka or the oil, it's going to absorb that, and your plant parts are going to grow up, and they're going to end up taking the rest of that room. And so you need a little room to shake, and you always want liquid over your herbs, or they're going to oxidize and turn kind of black on top, and you really don't want that. You want to keep them fresh and all preserved under the liquid. Okay, so that's how you make a simple tincture. And then you would just pour it through something like a filter or sieve it off, and then you would have that. But I would just leave it in that material, unless you're getting a lot of it. Just keep it in there, so when you need it, you just pour off a little bit. And if you have a hydraulic press, that's a great way to squeeze it all out of the herbs. Otherwise, you can press it and put it in a piece of cloth and then make a tourniquet kind of at the top and just keep turning and turning as tight as you can, and that will squeeze most of it out. But for people making tinctures and trying to make a living off of that, you know, you could get another $30 out of those squeezings if you had a press. But you don't have to worry about that. Sorry, I'm going to keep moving, but olive leaf is really powerful. And if you mix olive leaf with calcium, natural calcium, so greens are a great source of calcium. Oak bark, white oak bark, the inner cambium layer of the oak tree. You guys have live oaks here, right? Just take a branch and cut strips long ways up that branch, and then you take a knife and you carve off that outer bark, and then you get the inner bark, take that off, and then that's what you want to use, and then just put it, you could put it in the sun for a little bit or your dehydrator, and it'll become crispy, it'll roll up, and then you just take that and crumble that up, and that's very high in good organic calcium that your body can assimilate. And when you mix the calcium with the olive leaf, it just turns into a super viral killer, and you want that. Very helpful. Okay, licorice root is gentle. If you have high blood pressure, you probably don't want to take licorice root, because it can tend to cause your blood pressure to go up for some people. But it tastes nice. It's kind of a sweet taste, and it really helps the liver. It helps the immune system. Okay, how many people have heard of spilanthes, or the toothache plant? This plant is wild. If you have never tried it, buy some seed, sow it, and then it gets the little seed pods on top. Pop off one of those seed pods while it's still kind of in the green stage and just toss it in your mouth and chew it up. I brought some, but they started to mold, so they didn't make it. But it's like your mouth just starts tingling. It goes numb, and you have like this incredible output of saliva. It's like I gave some to a coworker, and she says, "How long is this going to last?" You know, oh my. I always pass it out to the whole staff. Hey, try this. This is great, you know. Anyway, but it's really neat. And spilanthes kind of works like echinacea. It has the things that are in echinacea that trick your immune system sees it and says, oh, this is a bad guy. So it revs up your immune system, and so spilanthes do that as well. So it's a very good immune booster. Okay, elderberries and flowers. Do you remember the big scare a couple of years ago about the Asian bird flu? Oh, get your shot, you know, or hope we can get... I'm sorry, I'm afraid of injecting thermosol, which is mercury. You know, we have it in our teeth. Is that bad enough? I could show you a quote from 1864 where we're told that mercury is a terrible poison and should not be introduced into the body. I recommend if you have, sorry, this is another talk. If you have fillings, think about getting them out, because those silver fillings lets loose the methyl mercury, and every breath you're inhaling methyl mercury, and that's 10,000 times more poisonous than the liquid mercury. It's not good for the human body. It goes right to the brain. They've put those in monkeys because they said, oh, goats chew, so you can't use sheep or goats. You have to use something that doesn't chew. So monkeys don't chew the cud. Anyway, it went to their kidneys. It caused kidney disease, mental disease in the brain, a lot of issues with the mercury. So if you have it in your mouth, it's a good idea to get it out and have it replaced with something that's not as dangerous. Okay, I'm sorry, elderberries. Imagine how I got on that from elderberries. Okay, elderberries are great. Israel scientist said, look, you don't have to take injections. Just take elderberry. And it knocks out that Asian bird flu. So elderberries is powerful. And you can just buy those dried elderberries or you can get fresh ones. But I recommend getting the dry ones if you're going to make a tincture. And just fill that up 5/8 full, whatever container you have, and then fill it up with whatever you're going to preserve it with, and just let it sit. The longer it sits, the stronger it gets. And so Uncle Joe comes down with the flu, or your grandson comes down with something, just pour off some of this in a dropper bottle and give it to him. And we recommend taking like a shot, one dropper, a half of a dropper is a dropper full, as much as you can pull up. Just take one of those 4 to 5 times a day, and it'll really help the upper respiratory clear out and take care of things. So these are great. And you can make elderberry jam if you want. Have you guys heard of bilberries? Okay. You know, the British in World War II, they found out that eating elderberry jam on their toast gave them better eyesight at nighttime on their bombing raids. So if you want to help your night vision, eat bilberries. I think those are called huckleberries as well, depending on where you're from. Okay, astragalus root. Astragalus root is great for keeping your immune system in a heightened condition. The Chinese say this about astragalus. They say, you put a lock on the door to keep the faith out, to keep the thief out of the house. Astragalus is like that lock. If the thief is already in, say in the cold, they recommend you don't use astragalus because it will lock the cold inside. I don't know, I just pass that on. That was given to me, so I thought I'd pass that to you. I have used it while I had a fever, and it made my fever even go higher, but I got better. So we're going to be talking about hydrotherapy tomorrow, and fever is your friend. Fever is not to be afraid of or run from or take aspirin and knock it down. No, 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 no. That's the wrong thing. You want that fever because that fever brings up your immune system so it can fight and it inhibits the growth of the bacteria or the germ, whatever it is. So I'm getting off again. So anyway, I think it's good to use it. Even though if it makes your fever go higher, that's a plus. Because fever is your friend. You may feel terrible, but it's your friend. Okay, garlic, the last one there, it's a winner. You know? And if your spouse or your friends don't like it, give them some. And then they can deal with it. But let's move on here. Okay, and I just went into the urinary tract because I had a friend come up to me today and was asking about herbs for urinary tract. And so these are some winners. If you ever have an infection, echinacea is great. Echinacea compound that this says is, let's use the purpurea. You're going to use the root, the seeds, and the flower if you can. That's the compound. And you could also throw some echinacea root from Augustifolia, the Echinacea Augustifolia, and it'll be super powerful. One of these is great, but if you can get several of these put together, it's better. Uva ursi. Uva ursi is also called kinnikinick. in California. So you may know it by Kinnikinick, but Uva Ursi or Bearberry, several names. Super stuff again. It really helps to cleanse the urinary system, the bladder, and the kidneys. Buku does the same as the Uva Ursi. Corn silk. How many thought corn silk was medicinal? But it's very good. Just take, when you get some corn, sweet corn, when you take the silk out, I'll put that aside, let it dry. And after it's dry, it'll turn a nice golden brown color. And then just keep that. Keep it dry in a bag in the dark. So whenever you need it, just make corn silk tea. Just get a nice small handful and put it in your cup, pour boiling water over it. And you don't have to drink the tea, drink the corn silk, of course, but just drink the tea from that. And it's also cleansing. It's very comforting and soothing to that urinary system. And really helps to heal that up quickly. Juniper berries. Who ever thought juniper berries were medicine? But they use juniper berries in Europe for their meat. It helps take the strong meat out of game, the gamey meat taste. They use that, but we like to use it for urinary tract infections. It'll knock them out quick. There's no reason for people to suffer with urinary tract infections and keep taking antibiotic after antibiotic that wipes out your good flora. There's no need for that. These simple things right here will knock that out. And by the way, if you are taking lots of antibiotics or have, I recommend you take probiotics. You want to build up your healthy flora. And I'm going to sidetrack this, excuse me, but another way to make a good probiotic, it is real cheap. Write this down if you're interested. You want to take a quart jar and you want to fill it 1/3 full of wheat berries. You know, wheat grain, the grain from wheat, before you would grind it up and make bread out of it. Fill it 1/3 full and then fill it with water the rest of the way. Put a screen on top so it can breathe. Okay, let it sit for 24 hours. You may want to rinse, do a preliminary rinse before you fill it up. Okay, drink that water down and fill it up with water again. Now, the second day, after the second 24 hours, those wheat berries are going to start expanding. All right, drink that water down, fill it up again. Now, the third and the fourth day, you're going to notice bubbles. Maybe on the second day, you'll notice bubbles. And it'll start smelling kind of cheesy-like. Don't let that bother you one bit. Drink it down. Now, by the third and fourth day, these berries have really swollen, so not much water is in there now, so it's not too bad to drink. But this are those probiotics. The soil organisms have come from the wheat berries, and they've just grown and exploded in number. And as you drink that, you repopulate your bowels and your gut with good flora. And it's very inexpensive. You just have to get past the cheese and the bubbles. But I've done it. You can do it. It's easy. Okay, back here. Parsley. 4 days. And after 4 days, I would just throw them away, or whatever. But I would do that for 4 days and do that for 4 weeks. So wait till the next day, the next week, and start again. And do that, and it'll really build up your flora. Okay, parsley. Parsley is so wonderful. Eat lots of it. Parsley is not a garnish only. It is a urinary tract cleanser of the highest order. It will cleanse you, and it will give you many nutrients. So I just encourage you to use parsley. Also, if people have, it will make you pee. Okay, this is a diuretic. So the parsley and the dandelion, you'll notice you have to go a lot. Well, that's good. Keep drinking a lot of water, and this will really clean out the urinary tract. For people that have gout, I'm sorry. Well, it can help with that. But if for people that have dropsy, edema, Okay, you know people with edema? Probably almost everybody. Edema is when you swell, like your ankles will swell or different parts will swell up. Okay, the parsley and the dandelion are great for that. They're diuretic. They make you lose that, and it helps to get rid of that out of the cells of the body. Works very nice. I've never been hit with that question before. There's Italian? There's Italian and there's... Okay, I think they would all work. I think they would all work. I mean, if it's green, eat it. I think it's good. Okay, watermelon seed. What do you know about watermelon seeds? Gotta go. You ever see those commercials where the guy's like, I gotta go. He's looking for a bathroom. Anyway, they can do that. The reason we just say that is because we want you to urinate a lot. If you have a urinary tract infection, you should be flushing it out. Now, I didn't get it on here, but the cranberries. If you drink the cranberry juice, you want the unsweetened. You don't want sugar in that area. Okay, so try to get the unsweetened cranberry. It tastes terrible, but it does work. Plantain is very soothing to the urinary tract, as well as marshmallow root. You could make a tea out of plantain or the marshmallow root, and it's very dulcimine, very pleasant to that skin area and it, or the tracts, and it makes it very nice. Okay. Yeah, that'll be fine. That sounds pretty neat, doesn't it? Anyway, you could, ma'am, yes. You could put them in your coffee grinder and hit them that if they're dried. Yeah, those would be good. Great question.
Is plantain the green
banana? No, ma'am. Plantain is green bananas, but that's not the plant. I will show you a picture here in a little bit. It grows everywhere. Yeah, it's great stuff. All right, here we go for the picture show. Can you see? Yeah, you're pretty good. Have you heard of amaranth? Have you heard of pigweed? Okay, same thing. Aca pigweed. This is wonderful food. If you eat the tender greens, it's wonderful. It tastes like kind of like spinach. In Kenya, they call it sumukuwiki. Say that for me, sumukuwiki. They eat that with their cornmeal. Okay, it's kind of like a relish. They have lots of salt in it. And it's very good. And of course, you've heard of the seeds. You probably have had amaranth seed before. Cook it as a grain. Okay, that's as good. It's very good. Everybody knows that. Aloe vera. And aloe vera, again, is a winner. It's a cell proliferant. If you cut yourself, if you get an abrasion, if you burn yourself, aloe vera is good. It's very good. And it's so handy. You just rip it off and put it right on the area. It goes to work. That's the aloe vera. You also have the aloe barbadensis. I don't know if I said that right. I'm not a linguist, but that is very good for building your immune system up. It's extremely powerful. It's 200 times more effective than the aloe vera for building up your immune system. And you would just take the gel that's on the inside. It's not like aloe vera. It's a bit thicker, but it works well. And then you have aloe ferox, or Cape aloe, Cape aloes. Okay, this will make you go. They claim that they can take somebody doing an autopsy, and they can take that colon out of a person, and they can touch it with the Imodium that comes from the aloe ferox, and it will quiver. It will make the muscles move. I've heard that, you know. I've not seen it with my eyes. I'd like to see that, in fact. But that's the claim. So good stuff. Okay, moving along. Apples. Yes, apples are great for food. They have plenty of nascent oxygen in them. So it's great to eat an apple a day, as we read last night. And also cancer. The seeds. Now, how many have heard, don't eat the seed of an apple because it'll kill you? Yes, it will if you eat a whole cup of them. It will kill you. But if you eat the seeds with the apple, you're doing yourself a favor because you have two components, and we'll talk about that in the next, which is apricot. Dr. Krebs stated that if a person ate 6 to 8 kernels per day, they would never need to worry about cancer. And he recommends peach, cherry as well. You would eat the kernels out of these. You want to do it while it's still wet, because have you ever tried to crack the shell on a peach seed or something after it's dried? Oh, it's hard. You got to put it in the vise. And then you got stuff flying everywhere. But we use this at Eden Valley. It's part of the protocol. And they are bitter. They taste like almond extract smells. What happens, you have the benzohyaline and, well, the other thing, what did the Germans take to kill themselves? Cyanide, thank you. So it has cyanide and the benzohyaline. So when you take this, you're taking those two deadly poisons into your body. The neat thing is, normal cells make enzymes like glutathione S transferase, superoxide, what is it? Yeah. Thank you. Okay, your body has these wonderful enzymes that break down these poisons. It just turns them into simple things, no problem. Cancer cells are weak. They're fermenting their sugar, so they're kind of weak. They cannot make these enzymes. So when this comes in contact with cancer cell, what happens? Yeah, oxidization takes place. The same thing happens with O3. You've heard of O3, right? That's ozone. Thank you. So they all kind of work in the same way, and it works well. So, and Dr. Krebs, he was up in San Francisco, and he and his son studied this, and they found a lot out. Amygdalin, B17. And in fact, you can get amygdalin from Mexico. It's already in a capsule. But it's illegal in this country. But it's legal to buy a 3-month supply from Mexico. Amazing, huh? The pharmaceuticals don't want you getting too close to their turf. Okay, alfalfa is powerful. Lots of nutrition, lots of minerals. And remember those roots? I've heard people say 50 feet. I don't know. I've never checked it out for myself. But they have lots of good minerals in them. Pituitary, does anybody sweat a lot? Excess sweating? Start taking alfalfa. Yeah, just start taking the tablets or put it, it's not too great on your salad, but it's helpful. Bayberry. Now, bayberry looks like it would grow in this type of climate here. Bayberry, you'd use the root bark, bayberry root bark. And this is wonderful for children with diaper rash. Spray it on their bottom. Put it in like a spray bottle. Spray it on their bottle, on their bottom, or put it in their mouth if they have thrush. You can spray it in their mouth. And it works very good for those. We like to, it's an astringent, so it really draws up tissue. So let's say you have a canker sore. It really hurts. We'll mix bayberry and licorice and some other items together, and 2 days that canker sore is no more problem. And you can eat all the tomato and pineapple you want. Black cohosh is known as a woman's herb, but men can take it as well, and it'll help them go through their menopause. You know, you've heard of menopause? Anyway, it'll help with that as well. And it's a great antispasmodic, so whooping cough, asthma, things like that. And it helps hair grow. Black walnut is great for fungus. It's an antifungal. It kills parasites. It contains iodine. So therefore, if you would use this green hull black walnut, it has to be the black walnut, and you want to get the hulls off while it's still green. So it's just fallen off the tree. That's the time to take the green hulls off of the walnut and put them in a tincture. Just make a whole bunch of it, and then you'll have a great anti-parasitic tincture that you can take. And it works very well. Lots of natural chlor. Anyway, blessed thistle. Who thought a thistle could be good? But this one was like Pope Benedict, huh? Anyway, this is great to make if you are a nursing mother and you're not making enough milk, just take blessed thistle and it's going to increase your output. And so that's really helpful for those. It helps get oxygen to the brain, heart, lungs, and the blood. And it's a catalyst for other herbs. So both licorice and blessed thistle, they usually put those in formulas to help the other herbs do their work. And so they're very helpful. And of course, thistles are notorious for helping the liver. You may want to take this down. This is rocket fuel. This is only one of many different recipes, but this is great for the immune system. If you are getting sick, you know, just chuck all this stuff in a blender and then drink it down in the day. And it really... I would, yes. I would. You can peel it if you want. You can squeeze them if you want. But for our lifestyle guests, when we give them their juices, it's the whole lemon that goes through the juicer. Ma'am, I'm sorry, but this pamphlet here doesn't have rocket fuel. No, you think I should write one? Okay, I'm sorry, I don't have one right now. Okay. Okay. You ask me and we end and I'll give you the good sources of these things. Okay, burdock root. Oh boy, we're going to run out of time here. Yes, sir. Okay, we'll make this available to you afterwards. Let me run on here. Burdock root. This is a great liver cleanser. The burdock root, in fact, the whole burdock can be used for food if you cook it. If you taste fresh burdock, it's very bitter to the taste. But you can use the seeds, the burrs, you can use those and make great... A kidney cleanser, bladder cleanser, great for the urinary tract. Builds the immune system. If people have gout, gouty arthritis, this will help the kidneys to get rid of the acids and the crystals that are causing those problems. And this is a neat place. If you have bone spurs, you want to drink a quart of the root tea daily for 2 to 3 weeks. And you also want to take 8 to 14 alfalfa tablets. 8 to 14 alfalfa tablets daily while drinking the root tea. And this will really help to get rid of those bone spurs and for other problems with your arthritis. Moving along here, catnip. We know that for cats, get jazzed up by catnip. But for people, it calms you down. It relaxes you. And in fact, probably most of the older people here will know their parents may have given them an enema if you get sick. If a child starts to have a cold or something, that they would give them an enema. It would really help get rid of the problem. Well, for people like doing... some people do coffee enemas. If they're dealing with cancer, they're trying to get out the... toxic effects of the chemotherapy. Coffee enemas work very good to do that. Well, if you have a spastic colon and you can't take it, do this first with cool water, and it will just relax that colon, and then you can doctor yourself farther on. But helps with insomnia and digestion as well. Cayenne pepper. How many people like cayenne? Okay. The hotter the better for some. My wife had, I had her taking habanero pepper to get her immune or to get her circulation going. And she was working up to a half teaspoon every time, but she was now up to a quarter teaspoon. I came home and it was right before lunch and I was feeling kind of studly-like and I said, no need for you to suffer alone, dear. Give me some. Oh, no, dear, you don't have to go through that. No need for you to suffer alone. Give me some too. Okay. I said, just get just an eighth though, right? So she mixes up an eighth for me and a little bit of water and I slug it down. Oh, no. I was like a baby. I went right to the bathroom because I knew it was coming up. And I worshiped before the throne for a little bit. And after the gag reflex kind of left me, I laid back on that cold floor. It was wintertime, holding my gut every breath. And she came in and she leaned over. She said, honey, is there anything I can do for you? Just leave me alone. But after 20 minutes, I felt great. They actually use this for bleeding ulcer. Very effective. It will stop the bleeding, and it will take the pain away afterwards. It's a great thing to use for first aid. If you cut yourself, you can put it externally on the cut. It will stop it right away. You can take it internally, and it will equalize the blood pressure so your own fibrin then can clot. It helps your own clotting action. Works very good. It's the best first aid to have with you. If you come on a scene and someone has just had a heart attack, have some cayenne tincture if you have it. Make it. Just make it. And squirt. Give them a couple, three or four squirts in their mouth, and it will save their heart. You will help open blood vessels, and it will get blood to that area. It's powerful. So it's, yeah, if you don't like it, I saw Dr. Cherney at the Eden Valley. This lady was talking to her daughter. It was late at night, and he was still in the office. And she just had like a mini stroke, a TIA. She was talking to her daughter, and she just went like, couldn't do anything. He came in and gave her the cayenne pepper, and she started sputtering, and she started almost cussing. She was angry because she didn't like cayenne pepper. But it saved her brain. So strokes, heart attacks, you want to use cayenne pepper for these type of things. Emergency-like, works very good. Bleeding ulcers, pleurisy, arthritis, there's lots of uses for it. It seems to be an irritant, though, if you cook it in food. If you would shake it on your food after it's cooked, that's different. But it seems to be irritating if it's cooked in the food. So we recommend that you put it on afterwards. Okay, there's chaparral, grows out in the desert. So probably between here and Las Vegas, there's tons of this stuff that grows. Great blood cleanser, improves your liver function. It is very strong tasting, but it does work. Antiviral, antibacterial, antiparasitic. Okay. This is my favorite herb. I wanted to tell you about comfrey because comfrey saved my marriage. Comfrey is, you can use the roots and the leaves, and it's a cell proliferant. It has allantoin in it. In fact, they put allantoin in women's makeup. The comfrey is probably the only good thing that's in there. You know, they put a lot of byproducts that you probably wouldn't want to be wearing on your face if you have makeup on, but comfrey is most wonderful. At Eden Valley, there is a deep ditch, and there's a great big cottonwood tree. Of course, there's a rope, and there's a big trunk of a tree on both sides that's been made into benches. And I was up on one side. I was feeling my not very often romantic spurts. And my wife was sitting so beautiful with Hannah. On the other side, Hannah was only 3 years old at the time, and I was thinking, all right, here's my chance. I'm coming to save you, dear. So in my mind's eye, I was going to swing over and swing behind her, take her in my arms ever so gently, tip her back, and give her one of those smooches that just would knock her off her socks, right? Well, so this was my plan. So I was swinging across the chasm to save my bride, and I got about halfway, and I thought, okay, I need to spin around behind her. And I'm going very fast, you understand. So all this is going through my mind, and I forgot that in, what's it called? Sorry, the terms are not there. Physics, thank you. That to start a motion, you have to have like a foundation. You've got to have something to push off of, unless you have a rocket. And I didn't have a rocket at that time. And so here I am, trying to turn, right? I'm trying to spin around, so I'm trying to turn, and it's not working. So I make the last-ditch effort to spin around her, and I need that poor woman right in the chin. I mean, right here in the cheekbone. And she went, oh! She was holding her face, and she was standing up, you know, and by this time I'm going, oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm groveling, right? Below her, and I'm, let me see it. And already, I mean, not even a minute, and this was a great big noogie sticking up here, and it was already black and blue, and I'm like, oh, no. Yeah. So I go as fast as I can. I take her home, and then I go as fast as I can to where I know comfrey's growing. And I take it. I mash it as fast as I can. I said, oh, my marriage is counting on this. And I put it in a blender and everything else, and then we put this huge pile of comfrey on her cheekbone, and I've got bandages going all over her head. She looked kind of funny. Holding it on there, she actually let me go to bed with her that night. I could sleep in the same bed. And anyway, the next morning, we took that bandage off. The noogie was gone. The bruise was gone. And almost all of the pain was gone. So comfrey is great stuff if you cut yourself. It's so wonderful. Yes?
Many years ago, I worked at Paradise Valley Hospital.
Okay.
And this man had a recluse spider bite in his leg.
Okay.
And he got infected and it turned to gangrene. And the doctors wanted to cut off his leg. And he told me, and I told him and his wife, I showed him how to make a poultice with charcoal and comfrey.
Amen, amen. Amen. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Powerful. Charcoal is wonderful. Comfrey is awesome. They call the liquid DMSO or vegetable DMSO. It really sinks in deep. We'll have formulas tomorrow if you're interested that have comfrey in them that are super healing salves. It's a cell proliferant. My first experience with comfrey, I was sharpening a hoe. I had the hoe in a vise, and I had my file. Well, I don't know what happened, but Dum Dum wasn't wearing gloves, and I cut this wide open. And when I see blood, I turn to mush. You know, I see the speckles, and I'm going to pass out. So my wife wasn't home, but we were at a place called Wildwood Health Retreat, which was in Middle Tennessee. And there was four families of us living in one big building. And then also the Lifestyle Center was in the same building. So it was a unique place. And Darlene was there. And she helped me. So here I'm on my knees, barely hanging on. Got my hand in the lavatory. Water's going over it. And I'm looking out of the corner of my eye, and she's got this butter knife. She's already taped it together. I didn't have money for stitches. And she's slathering like green butter on this gauze. And she did that. She put it on there. And I'm not lying. In 3 seconds, I was like, wow. It took the pain. That quick, it took that pain right away. And it was comfrey salve. Let me tell you how to make it. It's real easy. You want to get comfrey, and usually the leaves can grow quite large, as you see there, but you want to get 2 layers of comfrey leaves and put them in a cookie dish, Well, hopefully you grow it in your garden. If you don't, maybe Sprouts has it? Okay. And if you can just get a piece of the root, it will grow from that. It makes seeds, but they're no good. You got to grow it from the root. Okay, comfrey. This is a great salve. So you make two layers of the leaves in like a cookie pan that has sides on it, you know, like that high of sides or whatever. Okay, then you want to pour olive oil over that. Make sure your rack isn't tilted. If it is, make sure you don't fill it over the edge. I've done that. And then put that in the oven. And you want to turn your oven on 170, or as low as it will go, for 8 hours. Now, at the end of 8 hours, you'll take that out, and all your olive oil has turned a nice dark green, and all those comfrey leaves have turned black, and they're crispy dry. Discard the leaves, and then get your comfrey olive oil now, and you want to weigh that. Find out how much it weighs in grams. It's easy to use grams. And then you want to divide that number. You can use ounces too, but divide that number by 8. Actually, for here in this area, part of the world, you'd probably want to use 7. Divide that number of oil by 7. And then that will give you how many ounces or grams of beeswax to put in. So then you would melt that much beeswax in that oil, and that'll give you the right consistency. And then just fill your peanut butter jars or whatever you have, and that's a great salve. My grandfather had the bed sores because he had Alzheimer's and he was in the bed a long time. And so we would send this stuff to grandmother, and she had all the CNAs or whoever they are, and they would wipe this on. They said, this stuff is great because it healed it right up in like 2 weeks. All the sores were healed. And they noticed it for their own fingers because it was wintertime. You get those cracks when it gets real dry, and it would just healed up all their fingers. And so it's really, comfrey is really neat stuff. Varicose veins. Oh, let me tell you one more. There you see the burn? Honey wheat germ oil. Okay, take this recipe down for burns or for any healing. Okay, you want to take equal amounts of wheat germ oil or vitamin E oil with the same amount of honey. Raw honey is the best. So raw honey with wheat germ oil or vitamin E oil, equal parts. Mix them together. And then you want to start adding comfrey root powder, or you could use comfrey leaf powder so they could be dry. And you just start stirring that in until you get a nice pie dough consistency. Now you have a most wonderful healer. You would take this and put it on a burn. They've done this to third degree burns. And where you could see the flesh or you could see the bones sticking out. And you just pack this area in that. You never take it off. You just keep putting new on top. Your body will take it in. The body will absorb it, and it'll be food for the flesh, and it will grow back. At Eden Valley, he was up in the Rocky Mountain National Park. He was sitting on a three-legged stool, and they were just having worship. The sun was going down on Sabbath. And so they were all praying around the fire, closing out the Sabbath. And this young man, that one leg broke. And he went face first right into the fire pit. Hands and his face went right into the fire pit. His sister, she says, she was 16. She says, I don't know why I opened my eyes. Opened my eyes at that time, and she saw him going down. So she quickly grabbed him and got him out. But as you know, with fire, it doesn't take long. And so his face and his hands were pretty burned up. And I went to their house, and we did this stuff, and they made enough for a week or so, and it healed up with no scars. So it's super stuff. Super stuff. Echinacea, there's a picture of it. We've talked about it already. It's a great immune stimulant. Polysaccharide was the word I was looking for. The spilanthes also has polysaccharides in it that stimulate your immune system. It's great for snake bites, brown recluse bites, black widow bites. If you get bit by poison, anything, you want to take a whole bottle of the tincture, or you want to take 20 capsules. Either way, but the tincture is the best. It really gets it into the blood system. You have, you've heard of hyaluronic acid, right? We make hyaluronic acid in our body. When we get older, we make less. But when you get these snake bites or the spider bites, it has hyaluronicidase, which is an enzyme that breaks down hyaluronic acid. And when you break that down, your cell loses its communication with each cell. So you really have a problem, and then the skin starts sloughing off. If you get bit by a puff adder or a brown recluse, things like that, you don't want that to happen. So you want to take echinacea internally and externally. Echinacea, plantain, which we'll get to here in a little bit, and comfrey. And it'll really heal it. Oh, if you're drawing things out, though, charcoal is very good, too. Okay. You guys, when you buy echinacea, how do you know it's the real thing? How do you know it's not 3 years old? All right, here's a test. You want to take some and put it on your tongue. If you have echinacea growing in your flower beds, you can do this by pulling out the dry seeds. Take about 10 seeds, chew them up and wait for the buzz. You're going to have a buzz on your mouth and your tongue. It's not bad or anything. It just gives you a buzz. It's kind of like chewing on aluminum foil in a way. But it's not that bad. It just reminds you of that. But that's how you know echinacea is good, or that's what it is. You have to test for the buzz. Works very good. Okay, there's elderberry. We've talked about it. It's great for respiratory. It's great for shaking disorders. So if you have things where you've got the shakes, it will help. Eyebright. All right. This is great for radiation poisoning. It oxygenates your system. It's great for the eyes. So eyebright is super. You can make an eyebright tea, strain all the herb out of it, and use an eye cup, and then tip the eye cup up, and you let your eyes go back and forth in that tea, and it's very healing to the eyes. All right. Evening primrose. This is great for lady issues. It's great for if your kids, how many people in here have kids or grandkids that are attention, they're deficient on attention? Ay, ay, ay. Anyway, this is a winner. You want to give the oil of evening primrose, and it'll help those kids being able to focus a little better. Also, lemon. Infuse lemon into the air, like the lemon essential oils. Fuse that into a classroom, and the kids change. It calms them down. They're able to apply themselves better. All right, I'm pushing on here. I am required to say at this time that we will go a little bit later than planned. So if you need to go, by all means, you can go. I don't want to keep you here. But I may go over a little bit because this is my passion. I can't help myself. Garlic. Garlic is a winner. You can't do wrong with taking it. High blood pressure, high blood sugar. They actually say low blood sugar. Some people do, but it gives, or low blood pressure. But when I take lots of garlic and I stand up quick, it's like, whoa. It makes my blood go too low. Great for Candida albicans. Great stuff. Oh, and by the way, do you remember I told you how to make that Rejuvelac? The wheat berries? And you drink that down? That is a great thing to use if you have Candida. A Candida overgrowth. You have a lot of yeast issues. Definitely use that as well. the Rejuvelac. Okay, ginkgo biloba. We all need better brains. You know, we need to think quicker. We'd like to think quicker, be sharper. Ginkgo is great for getting oxygen and blood flow to your brain. So ginkgo biloba is great. It's got a little bad press. Usually the writers for the pharmaceuticals are paid by the pharmaceuticals will give bad press to herbs, or they'll do tests that are not conclusive. They'll do tests that don't tell all of the facts. So ginkgo is good food. It's food for your body, and it's very helpful. You just don't want to take it with antidepressants. There at the bottom, you see some antidepressants that it does cause problems with. But ginkgo is great for hemorrhoids and varicose veins. Any vascular issue you have, it's very helpful. Golden seal. We saw this presentation about making PowerPoints. And I'm sorry, all my PowerPoints put people to sleep. I've got too much information on there, and I go against all the rules, forgive me. But you can probably read and look at the same time. Golden seal is powerful, and they do say it's an antibiotic, but it's not an antibiotic when you take it in your blood. Okay, its parts per million are way too low. It helps. But where it is very powerful antibiotic is skin contact, or where it has contact with the actual root. That's when you have very powerful antibiotical power. So you can make a poultice with it, and it can get into the area. Or if you take it in your gut, it can have contact in your colon or your digestive tract. It works very good. You can make a tea out of it for eye infections, for ringworms. You can poultice it on the skin. Don't use it if you are pregnant. It is a uterine stimulator. All right. A lot of herbs are uterine stimulators. Now, it's great to have a lot of blood flowing through there, but it may cause people to go on the period before you want to. And if you're having a baby, of course, you don't want that to happen. So you need to learn about your herbs first. If there is that case, if you're pregnant, be careful. Research everything if you're pregnant. As I said, for the golden seal, the substitutes would be Oregon grapefruit, coptis, that's also called gold thread, and barberry root bark. These all have that berberine in it that works so well. Hawthorn berry. Now, we talked about your heart. If you had a heart attack, you wanted to take cayenne pepper, right? For strokes or heart attack. Well, you want hawthorn berry as well. But if you have heart condition problems in your family history, I would recommend taking hawthorn berry just as a preventative. You may have a heart attack, but you won't suffer damage from that heart attack. It's like encapsulates your heart cells and it protects them. They can live on less oxygen. Okay, so it just really helps your body use things more efficiently. It's great for circulatory issues, high blood pressure. Helps to dilate those vessels. Angina pain and arrhythmias, it's helpful for. And it actually tastes nice. You can make a nice elderberry concoction, like a tea, or you can make a syrup out of it, and it tastes nice. Very good. All right. Lupus and leukemia, it's helpful as well. Okay, horsetail grass. They also call this shave grass. It's very high in silica and other minerals. And so when you take it, you'll notice your hair grows faster, your fingernails grow faster. Your skin health improves, all your connective tissue, it helps. Okay, it's always used in formulas for bedwetting. It helps with that. One thing you want to be careful, if you take a lot of it, be careful. You want to heat it up before you take it because the thiamine, I think that's vitamin B1, it'll kind of excrete that. And so you may get deficient on that. But otherwise, if you just use a little bit of it, it's okay. Okay, there's juniper berry. We talked about the urinary tract. Okay, just take those blueberries, not the green ones. You want the ripe ones, which are blue. Use those berries. And you could either eat a hand. You could probably eat like 10 of them if you're tough. They have a strong flavor to them. Or you can make a tincture or a tea out of it and do that. But it's great for urinary tract problems. Also antiseptic wash for vaginal infection of bacteria or yeast. They recommend you just use it for 3 weeks and then get off of it and give your body a little rest. Lobelia. Lobelia has two names, the thinking herb, because you use it with other herbs and it tends to think. It helps the herbs do what it's supposed to. They also call it the emetic herb. It's going to make you vomit if you take too much. So it's not very dangerous because if you take too much, you just lose it. Toss your cookies and you've got a cleaner stomach for the next dose. But it really works well in formulas. And it's an antispasmodic. This is another herb you should keep in your car to help people. If you come upon somebody and they had a heart attack, what would you use? Cayenne pepper. If somebody has asthma, what would you do? They have an asthma attack and they're going down and they can't hardly breathe. Just put a shot or two of the tincture in their mouth, of lobelia. And that will help the bronchioles to loosen up and come out of spasm. And people can get their breath. So anyway, we're good. Any spasm, you can rub it onto the skin and it'll help that spasm muscles to release. You would mix it with peppermint oil, work it in. It's really nice. Moving on here. Licorice root. Licorice root, we usually don't find it growing, but you can grow it in this country. And licorice root is good for so many things. Asthma, lupus, Meniere's disease, Bell palsy, Lyme's disease, cancer. I'm sorry, you just study it, learn about it if you have the issue. Chronic fatigue, low blood pressure, AIDS and HIV, peptic ulcers. Okay, there's mallow or malva. And you've also heard of marshmallow. Okay, those little flowers you see there, they call those Cheez-Its. The things on the right, you can just eat those if you want. But you pull up the root and you can use it for gangrene. Works very good. And all these other problems. Very soothing to the urinary system and the lungs. And it's good food too. You can make a green smoothie with it. Okay, milk thistle. When you think milk thistle, you're thinking about liver problems. This will protect your liver. It will rebuild the liver. And it's a weed that grows everywhere. And you notice the leaves there, it looks like they have veins of milk running through. Okay. You want to take the seeds. The seeds are what have the psyllium in it that protects, but it's good for Parkinson's, psoriasis, diabetes, cancer, alcohol, where you have cirrhosis of the liver. Get those people on milk thistle to protect that. And it's great for depression. The Greeks, you know anybody that's melancholy? They're in the glums all the time. All right. The Greeks called that melancholy black bile. That's melancholy is the word for black bile. So people with melancholy or people with this, you know, in the glums and depressed all the time, clean their liver. Work on the liver. Get milk thistle in there. Get the bitter plants in there. The bitter plants make the bile move. So you want to get the bitters in there. In this country, we have three flavors that we like. Salty, sweet, and fat. We don't eat bitter in this country. Most of us don't. So we want to try to eat bitter with every meal. Go out and get some dandelion greens. Those are great for the liver. Just make sure the dog wasn't out there. You know what I mean? Use your head. Okay, nettles. Nettles are great for nutrition. Plenty of nutrition in stinging nettles. Remember, you want to cook these a little bit so you don't get stung by the stinging nettle. But just steam it real quick, and it'll take that out, and they're very edible. Lots of nutrition. Increases lactation, lowers high blood sugars. Great stuff. Okay, OPCs. OPCs come in a lot of plants, but they're concentrated in your grapes. You've heard of resveratrol. You've heard of pycnogenol, probably, that comes from the pine bark of a pine tree. Okay, these are two wonderful examples. And look at all the good things. You stabilize your blood vessel wall. It helps with the soluble oxidants that can get in your fat. Supports the tissues containing collagen, your blood vessels, your tendons, your skin, and your muscles. Prevents edema. It helps with allergies and asthma. Okay. Cancer, and so on and so forth. Now, you can take these things in a pill, but it's much more enjoyable to eat them. And I recommend you eat your grapes with the seeds. Now, I just found out today that they have a grape called the Tomcord, which is the seedless Thompson and the Concord that has seeds. So it doesn't have seeds. But seeds are good. And we recommend to chew on those things, and it's worth your while. Okay, there's the olive leaf. Olive grows here everywhere, right? Make the most of it. It's a winner. Yeast infections to herpes to heart disease and high blood pressure. Helps your immune system because it takes out a lot of other problems as well. Bark and the leaves and the fruit for food, of course. There's your parsley. Now, is that Italian or American? What do you think? I'm clueless. I don't know which is which. But parsley is good stuff. It's good medicine. And if you don't like the way it tastes, take it as medicine. Just say, okay, this is medicine. I just have to take it, and then I can eat something I like. But it's really good for you. So make the most of it. Great for your liver, kidneys. Okay. Paul D'Arco. Now, I know Paul D'Arco doesn't grow here. It grows in Brazil. But anyway, for cancer, they suggest you want a pink leaf tree and a red leaf tree. And then you combine the bark from those two trees. It's the inner bark, but it's hard telling what we're getting here from our herb companies. But as you can see, it does many things there. You know, God has your medicine for you. We just have to know where it is and get it. There's peppermint. Peppermint is wonderful. It puts oxygen into your system. So if you're low on oxygen, just start taking peppermint oil or eat the peppermint, and it's very helpful. Okay, it may interfere with your iron absorption, so be careful with that. And by the way, this does not go with what we're going over today. So you're actually getting extra. Isn't that a blessing? Okay, plantain. You were asking about the plantain. Does that look like a banana? Okay. I think they do. Maybe not this south, but they're everywhere. Plantain is wonderful for pulling out infections. If you get stung by a bee, example, we're at Eden Valley, and my daughter, and we had all these kids and all these adults on a nice Sabbath walk. And the kids were around an old tree trunk. And pretty soon, all these kids started crying at the same time. What do you think it was? It was yellow jackets. All these kids started crying, and, you know, all these things were flying around. And so I was looking at plantain, plantain, plantain. And we found just these little tiny plantains because they'd been dry. But I said, gave them to their mothers. And I said, here, take this. And we washed them off real quick. And I said, chew this up and then put it on their sting. And so they did that. And then you put it on there. And it just, in 1 minute, all the kids stopped crying. Yeah, it works that good. We were at the Redwood Forest, and my daughter ran ahead on us on the trail, and she just started going, ah, right? She's doing the jig. And we're like, what's going on? My wife thought she saw a snake, and then I saw things flying around. I told her, run ahead, run, you know, get away, because it was yellow jackets. And of course, there wasn't any plantain, but there. Do you know what wood sorrel looks like? It almost looks like a clover type leaf, and if you eat it, it's sour. It has lots of vitamin C, so it's very good to use. Anyway, I just started eating a bunch of this, and we stuck it on there. And she had like four stings, so we're trying to cover all the stings. And in about a minute, she stopped crying. So there's a lot of things out there that will help draw out. There's been a lot of talks of people with blood poisoning. And what happens when it gets here? Or before it gets here? And they didn't have medicines, what would they do? Amputation, right? Just take lots of plantain, bruise it, and put it over the infection site, and then put it over the lymph nodes, and it'll pull that infection right out. Now, charcoal does great, too, and clay does good, too. There's a lot of things that do well. We had a lady at Eden Valley that had, as a little girl, she fell on something and had blood poisoning. It was during World War II, and the doctor told the mother, okay, we're going to have to cut it off to save her life. It's wartime. There's no medicine. And the mother said, just hold on a minute. Give me 24 hours, and I will, let me see what I can do. And so she took her home, and she did hot and cold. 3 minutes hot, 30 seconds cold. Probably all night. Hydrotherapy. And the next day, there was a great noticeable benefit from that. And the doctor said, keep it up. We don't have to cut the arm off. So hot and cold, you just want to increase circulation. But plantain is great for that. And you can make a tea out of the leaves and it'll clear your head of mucus if you're all clogged up or whatever. So this is, and this also has allantoin in it like the comfrey does. So it's a cell proliferant. If you cut yourself, it will heal it up very quickly. So wonderful plants. And you've probably heard of, can you imagine that? I'm only 46, but it's already set in. Okay, I'll go on. Oh, psyllium. You guys know what psyllium is? Okay, psyllium, plantago psyllium, is another type of plantain. Okay, red clover. It is a most wonderful blood purifier, kind of like yellow dock root or burdock root. Those are also great blood purifiers. And we know Sister White used this she drank it as a tea every night, the blossoms, and it really works well. Dr. Christopher, who's an herbal doctor, when you said this, he would always say cancer. Use red clover for cancer because it really cleans the blood. And high blood pressure. It's rich in iron and copper. It helps with lymphatic issues. Yeah. All right, moving along here. St. John's wort. St. John's wort, we think of it, okay, depression. It helps with depression. And for some people, it works very well. Others, they might use kava-kava. But St. John's wort is not only, it's great for viruses. So it should be in your immune system formula, maybe. It really helps with viruses. It helps with burns. It helps with cuts. It helps to heal up quickly. And it's great for nerves. If you cut your nerves, say if you cut through and something went numb, you can't feel it now, you want to get like a St. John's wort oil or poultice on that, and it will very rapidly heal that nerve, and you'll get your feeling back. So St. John's wort is a super plant, and it's worthwhile your time to make it into a tincture or an oil, and then apply that topically or take it, and you'll be happy you did. Okay, Schisandra berry. Schisandra berry comes from China, but it does grow in the East, and these are super for liver, just kind of like milk thistle, but it does a lot of great things as well. Helps people get off of morphine if they overdose. It'll help pull them through out of that overdose time. It helps you to have better tactile sensitivity. So massage therapists, when you go to school, to pass the exam, you have to be able to feel hair between two pieces of paper. That's pretty tough. Take this stuff. It'll give you more touchy fingers. Okay, again, because for the liver, it's great for hepatitis. It helps to regenerate liver tissue. It's great for depression. People, if you guys get depressed, think liver. You got to clean that liver out. So you want to eat a lot of bitter things and take milk thistle or Schisandra berry, and it's going to help you bring out of the depression. Fresh air, sunshine, go exercise. 8 natural doctors, and we'll be blessed. Okay, avoid this herb if you have a peptic ulcer, epilepsy, or high blood pressure. Okay, and it does stimulate the uterine and induces labor. So if you're pregnant, stay away from it as well. Okay, there's a white oak bark. You have live oak. That would do just the same. It's an astringent, so you can throw it on something that's bleeding. It's going to tighten it up, stop the bleeding. But white oak bark, or the oak barks, have lots of calcium in it. We're almost finished. Thank you for holding on here. The calcium is very high, so therefore, the calcium is going to heal varicose veins, varicosities. You could make a tincture of this, or a tea, make a thick tea, boil it down for, you know, to about half of its original. And then you want to soak your socks if you have varicosities in your legs. And then just pull those socks up over those varicosities and wrap it with plastic. You might want to mix comfrey with this as well. And then it's just going to feed those veins in the legs, and they're going to get much better. The health of them will be better. Eat your OPCs, all the good things, and you'll be good. Wormwood, that's called Sweet Annie, if you don't know the other name, Artemisia absinthium. Well, Sweet Annie is absinthium annua, excuse me. This is absinthium. But they're also learning that these are good for cancer. They're definitely good for parasites. And in Africa, the absinthium annua, which is the Sweet Annie, they grew that and they would give it as a tea to everyone that had AIDS. And HIV, and it really helped the immune system deal with the problem. Okay, wild lettuce. We talked about this last night. Does this grow here? Okay, it looks like a huge dandelion leaf almost, but it can grow tall, and it gets these little tiny yellow flowers that turn into like a dandelion and blow away in the wind. All right, you want the leaves and the stems, you can use the whole plant, and dry it, crumble it up, dry it. Make sure you wear gloves because they have little pokies on them. And you want a quarter of this, a quarter cup for a quart of water. Make a nice tea and drink that quart down. It's kind of bitter. It's okay. We need bitter, right? And drink that down and your pain. If you're suffering from chronic pain, try it. It'll make your day go much better. It really helps with pain. And yes, sir. All right, we're almost finished here. Thanks for lasting with me. Yarrow. Yarrow is a diaphoretic. It's going to make you sweat when you drink it as a hot tea. And so for our lifestyle guests, if we're trying to give them a fever treatment, we're trying to raise their temperature, and some people just won't go there. You can have them sit in 110-degree water, and they just you just can't get them to 102 degree. You give them some yarrow tea, and it'll definitely help them get up there. It opens their pores, and the body will just get hot. They'll start sweating, and that's what you want. So it's great. And if you have somebody that has a fever, You could do that and it would lower that a little bit. All right. Also, you can chew on the leaves of those yarrows and they'll help you with pain, tooth pain. Okay, yellow dock is a great blood cleanser as well. And yellow dock is 50% iron by dry weight. So ladies or men, if you're having issues with low iron, what you want to do is you want to get the powder. Get yellow dock powder and dandelion powder. Mix them 50-50 and take that as a formula. And that will really build up your hemoglobin very fast if it's related to iron deficiency. It really works well. I had a fella in Loveland. He had liver cancer, and he's a nonconformist with medical treatments. So he went to the doctors, and they showed him what it was, and they said, oh, I got to do chemo and all this. And he's like, yeah, okay, thank you. He went home, and he smeared black salve all over this area. Have you heard of black salve? Okay. And it stings because it's eating away, but it pulled it out through the skin. And he went back later on, and they said they couldn't find it. He just kind of grinned, but he doctored himself. Anyway, he got very low blood, and so I gave him this formula, yellow dock and dandelion, and it brought his blood up very quickly. So it does work good. Okay, Pacific U. You maybe have heard of U-tips. This Montana taxus is used for cancer. What it does, it inhibits cancer cells grow, they send out spindles, which is a new baby, and then that spindle has to break in two, and then you have a new cell that can go on. Well, when you take Pacific U, it stops that enzyme that breaks the spindles apart, so the cancer can't grow. It can't spread. So that's kind of how that works. Interesting. All right. In the Pacific Northwest, Northern California. Well, you can find the plant growing in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, or Canada. Or you can go to Bighorn Botanicals, and they can sell. That's all they deal with is Pacific U. You want their phone number? Okay, you guys want numbers? You want a place where you can buy herbs? Okay. Thank you for your patience. I've kept you here very long. And my host family, forgive me. Bighorn Botanicals. Bighorn Botanicals. This is for the U. And this is the number. 406-847-5597. Let me read it again. 406-847-5597. Bighorn Botanicals. That's for the U. Now I want to take you. Montana. This next one is Mountain Rose Herb. Mountain Rose Herbs. As I've seen, they have one of the cleanest. I know Pacific has very clean herbs as well, but they're expensive, more expensive. But Pacific, this is Mountain Rose Herbs, 1-800. 879-3337. That's 1-800-879-3337. And they give you a lot of information, how to make your own this and that and everything else. So it's kind of fun to play with herbs. make your own tinctures or your own oils, and help your neighbors and your family. It's very satisfying. Thank you. May God bless you guys.